Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is Kylie Minogue?
Yes, this is Kylie Minogue.
What's her name?
Kylie Minogue. I don't even like the ability that I have to do that.
I really don't.
Yeah.
It's a pretty popular song. Like, I don't know why you're tooting your horn, because, you know, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Kylie Minogue. You don't even know how to pronounce her name.
I believe it's French. Minogue, but whatever.
Okay. Hawk was doing it yesterday with some weird stuff. It's crazy.
Jimmy started the show today with Bizarre Ink, was one of the songs that Steph and I were talking about yesterday.
Like, yeah, conversation, Solana. Steph and Hawk talking about 80s music.
Yeah, I really miss that, man. When he would come in and talk to Big O about 80s music.
Dare you, 90s music. Anyone can talk 80s music. Very few can talk Robin S. Mm-hmm. And didn't we play Mr. Vain on this show a couple of times, a little culture beat? You have a little culture beat ready to go today, Jimmy? How about that? That would fall into that kind of category. Let's do that today.
Hey, man, it's cold as hell in New York.
Is it?
It's crazy. I didn't even bring a sweatshirt.
Like cold?
I don't know. I got to look at the weather, little weather app, but it's cold up here.
It was like 75 today.
I was telling people it was beautiful down there. 42.
Too cold for me, man.
Too cold.
You have a little cat talk, Solana? We'll just start out the 3 o'clock hour here with a little cat talk. Even though you tried to diminish my ability to name musicians, I'll still give you this moment to shine with your hockey knowledge.
Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. The cats are back.
They won.
That's all I got for you. The cats are back. I have been pooping my pants over the past couple of games. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they were healthier. And they did what they do. They just dominate the Leafs. Like, that was Florida Panthers hockey last night. So I'm good.
That was Florida Panthers hockey last night.
I'm good. I'm not going to panic anymore.
You're good. I'm good. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
There is a lot to get to, gentlemen. I would like to pivot very quickly to... Right. Yeah, we know. You work on the pivot. We know.
Yeah. I did it this morning. That's why, it just jumped out.
But it's just, that's like, he can't even help that. It's like when I get out of a car and I go, Like, you get to an age and you just can't even help making a noise because everything hurts when you get out of the car. He hears pivot. He's just like, hey.
Hey. Here we go.
What do you do? What do you do when you get out of a car?
Can't help it. Getting into a car, getting out of a car. Can't help it.
Hawk, I make a noise every time I stand up now after hitting 40.
I can't help. Like, it's not an act. I get out of the car. I don't mean to do that. I don't know. I used to make fun of my dad for doing that. I go, come on. What are you? Oh, you're in pain getting out of a car? Hey, guess what? I'm in pain every single time I get out of the car.
Get off the couch. Yeah. It's coming, Solana. You know spring chicken, Solana. It's coming.
Spring chicken. The dude's had 6 gum surgeries, 2 ACL surgeries, a torn labrum.
It's coming, Solana.
Yeah, but I
don't. The only thing he hasn't had and probably needs is that vaginal rejuvenation everyone's talking about.
He's ruined. He ran through Solana.
Nah, man, my labia is in pristine condition, Hawk. Pristine.
All right.
Too many nights in Wynwood.
All right, I'd like to turn things in a different direction.
You mean pivot?
Mel Kiper's final mock draft.
Hey.
Mel Kiper's final mock draft was released last night or yesterday, and Cam Ward is going number one. Everybody understands that. That is a foregone conclusion. He has Miami taking cornerback from Texas, Jahde Barron, at number 13. But he does say, hey, Tron Armstead retiring could change that. Quote, It makes this interesting. The Dolphins ranked 28th in pass block win rate last season, 55.7%. And protecting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa must be paramount, so Texas's Kelvin Banks Jr. could fit, who is an offensive lineman.
I don't think you could get angry at a cornerback.
You can't, and have somebody on the other side of Jalen would be smart, but I think the defense was a playoff defense. The offense was letting us down last year. Fat guys, eating disorders. People that like double stuffed Oreos, I've said it all summer. This is what I need all offseason. I need big, fat, strong, nasty dudes. Maybe a couple guys that got arrested. I want some nastiness on this team.
I think they end up taking an offensive lineman because I don't think they can risk getting cutesy. It burned them last season.
Yep.
It literally burned them. Remember they had... Was it at the owners' meetings or somewhere else where they were both, like, the first thing they mentioned was offensive line? Like, they weren't laughing at anybody. They mentioned offensive line. I just don't think they're going to get cutesy.
Occupied. I'm sorry. The housekeeper came.
I got you. I thought that was something... No, that was something Solana yells after a night in Wynwood.
No, Hawk, to your point, it's not going to be sexy. I forgot the name, as Solana said. Whatever that tackle is from Texas, go get a big human being. It's not cute. It's not going to be great. We don't want to buy his jersey, but that's what this team needs to do. Go get interior guys.
That's like a good parameter. Go draft someone who no one will ever want to buy their jersey.
That's it.
Because then you got a good offensive lineman.
That's what we need.
Can you buy an offensive lineman's jersey? Like, do they make
those? They were Jake Long jerseys. I remember Jake Long jerseys.
And we knew that was the number one pick. We knew that was 08 because that was after 1-15 season. Everybody knew Jake Long was going first. We knew before the draft. The world knew Jake Long was going first. They already told him he was going first.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of 77s.
Didn't the NFL, like, put a stop to that where you can't officially announce who you're going to take before the NFL draft?
I feel like they had him in doing photo shoots and stuff a month before the draft. Like,
it was crazy.
Yeah. Crowder, you weren't here, but in the first hour, but we were just discussing. But
I got a late checkout. Late checkout. Late your checkout.
Life, your life makes me cringe.
Yeah, 37 floors on this in this hotel. Go clean another room, lady.
Yeah, that won't be the last time we hear from her, Hawk. Just a heads up.
Just a heads up.
Yeah.
But, sir, checkout was yesterday at 11.
Occupied. I love yelling occupied.
It's not really the right word, though, because that's what you yell when you're in the bathroom stall, right?
Somebody, right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But this room is occupied.
Right. They want the room back. They know it's occupied. That's the problem. You're literally yelling at them what they know is the problem.
And they got a master key. She can come in whenever she wants.
The Miami Heat, they play tonight at the Bulls. Final game between the Heat and the Bulls. There are three regular season games remaining for the Heat. If they win tonight, they can still very much be in play to maybe be the 8th seed or at the very least be the 9th seed in the Eastern Conference. If they lose today, it would be highly unlikely the Heat would be on the road to play either the Bulls or Atlanta in that first playing game for the postseason.
Okay. Either of you guys, I've asked this of guests, either of you guys believe that if the Heat were to make it through the play-in, that they could win a series against Cleveland or Boston?
No chance. Impossible.
Zero.
Probably
even knowing how we buy into Heat culture and Heat sprinkle magic dust and Spo. And
Is Tyler going to be our Jimmy Butler?
He would be the guy. Like that's he would have to have bubble games, like just take over.
50-point games. I don't. Yep. Yeah, like him and Bam would have to score 80 in game. I know, and I love the Heat. Been down here 20 plus years, but I don't. This roster's not beating Boston or Cleveland.
I don't know about that. I mean,
gracious.
Here's the thing. Did anybody expect Giannis Antetokounmpo to miss two games in that first round series back in 2023? And my answer to that would be no. Everybody's like, okay, they're the number one seed in the NBA. Giannis is the best player in the NBA. And guess what? He fell on his butt and his ass hurt. So he had to miss a couple games. And weird things happen in the NBA. I'm not kidding. The Heat right now.
Crotty said that to us, by the way, because I had asked Crotty, and he said, you never know. There could be an injury. If there's a fight, there could be a suspension. So I was saying, if all things are equal, teams are at their, you know, full strength.
Mm-mm.
If it's the Celtics, no. I don't think the Heat can hang with the Celtics. If it's the Cleveland Cavaliers, not saying they'll beat them, Crowder, but I do think the Heat match up decently with Cleveland. Two big men on each side. And with the way the Heat are shooting the basketball right now, all these wins, 7 of their last 9, almost 50% from 3, and in most of those, I think it's 5 of the 7 wins. That right there is the formula. You get hot at the right time from 3, and Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero play at their best, which right now, they're playing at their best. Plus, you get Andrew Wiggins to actually be healthy. This team is not as bad as that 10-game losing streak made them look. They're just not, and you're seeing it right now.
The Hawks, the 76ers, the Wizards, they did beat the Celtics, and then Grizzlies beat them. Solana lost to the Bucks already.
They played with the Memphis Grizzlies, and John Morant beat them, and that was without Andrew Wiggins. And then they played with the Milwaukee Bucks, who are without Dame, that's for sure. But that was without Andrew Wiggins as well. I mean, you add Wiggs, I think that's a game changer. I really
But if they get it, if it's a close game late and they get into a chance with Ja Morant to win it, they're going to put a pigeon on him, and then they're going to lose.
Okay.
Khalil?
Khalil. That's a big-ass pigeon.
So you're buying into Cleveland?
I think Boston's the best team. Yeah. I because I said it, like Darius Garland. I love Spider, and then the big guy with the fro. He was weird, Mobley. Like, but the Heat. I have not bought into Cleveland, but I have not bought into the Heat either this season.
You didn't buy into him in 2023 either. Guess what?
Oh goodness gracious! With Jimmy.
You know what? I was just watching Kyle Seeloff on the Marlins broadcast. They're in New York, and he's bundled up in a jacket. He looks cold as hell, man.
I did not think. What is it? April? I didn't think it was going to be this damn cold up here. It's
Jeff
cold
Nelson's
up here. He's
got like a big down jacket on. Like, it looks cold, cold.
They have hands Chilly. In their jacket pockets in a booth. That's one of those. You just got to close the booth up and call it a day. Who cares about the ambiance?
The worst feeling is getting out of the plane and getting on that little jet bridge, whatever they call it, and you being I'm not prepared for this.
It's always shocking when you get back to South Florida and you get on the little jet bridge and the humidity is just ridiculous.
I love it. It's like a mother's hug.
Punches you right in the face.
It really does.
Bro, those stupid Buffalo Bills games, sitting up there in the booth, and this Jimmy Cephalo and Joe Rose. Oh, we have to feel the energy of the crowd. Let's open it up. The hell with the energy from the crowd? These stupid Buffalonians who are just throwing snowballs everywhere. Close that bitch up. I'm freezing, man.
Buffalonian.
I don't know if that's the right phrase.
Stupid Buffalo Bills fans. Who cares what the hell they're all chanting? Close the damn booth up. It's freezing up here, man. Luka makes his return to Dallas tonight, 7:30 p.m. Luka was ejected last night. I don't know if you guys saw this. The Lakers are playing OKC. He hits a jumper, 7:40 left, puts the Lakers up 108-107, and he's jawing with some guy that apparently has some history with on the OKC, one of the fans that's sitting on the hardwood. He has history with him going back to last year's Western Conference Finals, and the ref thought Luka was talking to him, so he teed him up, second technical, tossed him out of the game.
That's terrible. Yeah. And then they never go back and change. I already teed you up. I can't change it. It's not reviewable. Well, let me explain to you for a second. I wasn't talking to you.
That's the dumbest thing is when they say this isn't reviewable, but humans can go look at it.
Right, but I'm reviewing it right now. I'm reviewing it.
It's the dumb. They kept happening in the NCAA tournament. Oh, that's a bad call, but they can't change it. They can. It's humans can change anything they want. We're humans, and they have the clock. I hate that this is not reviewable. Yes, it is. Go look.
3 hours ago, we had tariffs on everyone. Now we don't. You can change anything you want.
Change anything you want.
You see the market today?
No, I was working. We got
You're
action.
Back, baby.
Well, I will go on my app.
Should we be running a victory lap though, Hawk? Honestly, you know more about this than me, but
no, but a pause. They pause. He a 90-day pause on the tariffs, except on China. Mm-hmm. But a 90-day pause on the tariffs, which is what everyone was calling. Like, hey, wait a second. I know. Yeah, the market likes that.
4% in a day?
That's the biggest gain, one-day gain in however many years.
Mm-hmm. I might upgrade to first class on this flight back home.
There you go. Spend it now because it's going to be gone in 90 days.
Groceries.
How's everyone going to celebrate? Groceries. Old-fashioned word. Groceries.
Good grief. Hey, we got action, Jack.
Hey, Hawk, this Saturday is the Kane spring game, and Mario Cristobal did say that Carson Beck is out for the spring game. But August 31st, is that the day that they host Notre Dame? Game one? Is that the date, Jimmy? August 31st? Yeah, apparently he's going to be back before then. So,
all right.
No reason to.
Yeah, we were talking. Who was it? John Michaels yesterday? He had said Carson Beck's not playing.
Tonight, Inter Miami, they host LAFC, second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. LAFC won the first leg 1-0. Hawk, you know about this Kevin De Bruyne?
I do. So this guy, this De Bruyne, is he's over there in the UK, you see. And they want to bring him over here. And Inter Miami has his rights. And so we'll see what happens. This would be a big acquisition.
Okay.
I'm going to the game with Whittingham tonight. So I had to bone up on the De Bruyne situation.
Oh, okay. De Bruyne.
Because he's a big Manchester guy, right, Whitty?
Oh, Whitty's a huge Manchester City fan. Huge bandwagon, by the way. I mean, you know.
Is that, did he choose them because they were winners? Like,
I mean, they've been the winningest club in the past decade in the Premier League.
I mean, choose Bournemouth, you know? Just go off the board. Like there's so many teams. Like, come on, what are we doing here? But most importantly tonight, I'm looking forward to the Scran. Have you, you've been to that stadium? How's the Scran?
The Scran's, I'd say, okay. I mean, this is a high school football stadium. It is what
it is. Fish and chips?
No.
Can I get a chippy or a toasty?
No, no chippies, no toasties. Goodness. You can get an empanada, though.
What about a meat pie?
No, no meat pies. Empanada. Yeah. Empanada.
Tea?
Tea?
Tea.
As
hot
in,
tea.
As in hot tea? No, no tea.
Yeah, that's how we do it in England.
No.
Yeah, I was just there. Kind of an expert.
There for 6 days.
Yeah, kind of an expert. We can break out the accent tonight. I'm pretty excited. Well, we got ourselves a cracker tonight. Who are they playing? Inter Miami, the Errands, you see.
The Errands.
Yeah, the Errands.
They're playing Arsenal tonight. It's going to be a good game, Hawk. You're gonna
I don't know if that's true.
Los Madelines lead 2-0 over the New York stinking Mets. It's the top of the ninth. So,
I know. I got an issue here, though, because Xavier Edwards is up. He hits leadoff. I need to get to Matt Mervis to hit a ding-dong because I've put in another Mervis ding-dong bet. And they, you know, if there's a 1-2-3 inning, we're not going to see him.
Yeah.
Xavier Edwards can hit, though.
I know. Get on base, man.
There we go.
He's wearing a turtleneck, bro. How cold is it in New York today?
I've told y'all
dumb day to go to New York.
I don't choose my days. I go. I got to work. Walks.
Who are you talking to for the pivot?
Jay Shetty. You know, the inspirational speaker, author.
No.
No, I knew you wouldn't. So a lot of you know Jay Shetty. He's pretty good. And then Carl Nassib.
Wow.
Oh, the football player.
Very interesting conversation.
I bet. He doesn't still play, does he?
No, he's retired. Yeah. But he was the first.
Oh, Xavier Edwards walked. All right, we got a runner on.
We got action.
What do you play for? The Buccaneers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he played for the Bucs. The Raiders gave him a bunch of money. He got drafted by the Browns. I just talked to him an hour ago. Yeah.
Wild pitch. Edwards takes second. There goes chances to double him up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
No outs either.
I'm thinking maybe walk him now. Is it possible Mervis comes up for a grand salami ding-dong?
Easy pass just told me that I got to pay fines, or I'm going to kindly have my driving privileges suspended.
Now, don't answer that. Don't answer that text.
Is that fake?
Yeah, don't answer
that text.
Thanks,
Hockule.
Yeah, this is a weird email address. Yeah.
That's one of the biggest phishing scams right now is the, you know, SunPass here and wherever you are there. That literally, that's one of the biggest scams going right now.
Well, Brooke Nessel link at vscore.my was about to get me.
Stowers flies out to left field. Edwards takes third, tagging up. So now we've who bats third?
Johnson.
No, Jonah Bride. That's your boy, Crowder.
Jonah Bride, your guy.
That's my dude, man. He is a personable human.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Ox Rider is a little chilly this morning. In like the 70s. Tonight?
Nice.
Yeah. Tonight the lows will be, I don't know, in like the 70s. That would be your weather.
Soccer?
I think so. I think it would be a phenomenal night for a little footy.
Brilliant night for a little footy.
Uh-huh.
On Commercial Boulevard. Magnificent. All right, John Ruth. Speaking of spring practice, John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum is going to join us in the next segment. We talk Masters with him. He's got season tickets to the Masters. He's not going, but he is going to spring practice.
Yeah.
Odd choice. And he's got the UM Sports Hall of Fame. I think the banquet is next week. So we have a lot to talk about. Master stuff, really, though. He'll join us in the next segment.
Things happen in life.
A little base knock, too, by Jonah Bride. Drives in a run. So the Marlins are up 3-0 in the top of the ninth. And one Matt Mervis is coming to bat. Unless they pinch hit for him, which would be my luck.
Three pitches, he's down. Wild things happen in life. Y'all know accidents are going to pop up. We all wish we knew when they were coming, but they're accidents. That's why they're called accidents. And Demesman and Dover are the best. Victor Demesman, Jeremy Dover, they're the best accident attorneys around. You got to have them on your side. Everything. Now, I was on the airport, on the way to the airport this morning. It's 4:30 a.m. It's an accident on the side of the road. Slip and falls, medical malpractice, hit by a truck. Well, all that stuff pops up. You're stressed out. Your family's stressed out. Your life just changed. Let Demesman and Dover take all of that stress off of you, off of your family. They will handle all insurance companies, go over policies with you line by line.
Throw him a decent pitch.
He's going. Is he swinging?
No, it's 3-0. They're pitching around him. Ridiculous.
Yeah, they're scared of Mervis.
They are. He's batting cleanup. Guy hits jacks.
You got to call Demesman and Dover today.
Oh, wow. Called strike low corner. I mean, I'll take it. Give him the green light.
It is a free consultation. Give them a call if anything happened in the past, today, tomorrow.
Full count.
He's a bum. Yeah, they're going to strike him out. That's what he does. Free consultation. Give them a call. 866-954-MORE. That's 866-954-6673. No fees are cost to you unless you get paid. They're available 24/7. You'll actually get your attorney's cell phone number for around-the-clock access, car accident, slip and fall.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
There's no way he hit one.
Get out of here!
Let's go!
It's gone! It's gone! Yeah! It's gone! It's gone! Run! It's gone! Matt Burns is 50 feet over!
Get that ticket!
Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
Full count.
Let's go!
Come on!
Ah, ah. car accident, slip or fall, call your accident attorneys, the Mesmero Law Firm, for that 100% free consultation. The number again, 866-954-MORE, and online at youraccidentattorneys.com.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Daniel Berger, professional golfer, local guy. How's the course playing today, as a matter of fact?
Hawk and Crowder.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Throat hurts from screaming during that Matt Mervis home run. It was so exciting. And now I can finally stop making that bet. I just needed to keep betting it until he hit one. Ah, who am I kidding? I'm still going to bet that.
Matt Mervis bet fan.
Nonstop. Our friend John Ruth is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum. And his real calling card, well, shouldn't say his real calling card because he's got so many calling cards. Being arrested or detained, excuse me, as Sebastian is a great calling card. What are some of your other calling cards? I mean, we love the fact we always have you on Masters Week because you have season tickets to the Masters. What are some of your other calling cards that we've talked about? Because you've had some great mascot stories over the years.
Let me start by saying hello, friends.
It's the only proper greeting during Masters Week.
Well, it's a tradition unlike any other. So, I've had quite a few mascot characters, Freddie the Flamingo, Cocky, Hostie the Super Bear, Billy the Marlin, the Miami Maniac, Sebastian the Ibis, and I know I'm forgetting two or three more that
What was the Hialeah Park one called? Freddie the Flamingo?
Freddie the Flamingo, yeah. And as a matter of fact, just a few weeks ago, the baseball program honored the 40th anniversary of the Miami Maniacs wedding that we did at Mark Light back in 1985, where Freddie the Flamingo at the time was the, we called her Frida the Flamingo, and she was the maid of honor for Mrs. Maniac and the Maniac's wedding. So
I could talk about this for hours.
It was the first time I got into Sports Illustrated. I did the Florida Derby in 1984, I believe it was. And Woody Stevens, the great trainer, had a horse that was, you know, you win the Florida Derby and then you go to the Kentucky Derby. So you wanted to win the Florida Derby. So Woody Stevens' horse wins the Derby, the Florida Derby. And this photographer goes, go hug Woody Stevens. I'm like, who's Woody Stevens? He says, when the gate opens, he'll be the most excited guy. So sure enough, the door opens and this little 5-foot guy jumps out and literally jumps into Freddie the Flamingo's arms. And so we start jumping up and down And the photographer takes a picture. So the next Tuesday when Sports Illustrated came out, I pop open Sports Illustrated, and next to the cover page or the glossary page, they had several mascot photos. One of them was me and Woody Stevens. So I call my father in South Carolina and said, "Hey, Dad, I made Sports Illustrated." He's like, "Oh, great. I'll buy 10 copies. I'll call the neighbors." I'm like, Dad, no. I'm wearing pink spikes. Don't tell anybody. It's a big pink flamingo.
But John, all those names you lined up, it's like once you're in the team, you're a part of the team. Do you have a resume to tell them what you did? Like, that's amazing to be a part of all that.
Well, I mean, I was very fortunate. Most guys don't become six or eight different mascots. You know, I was fortunate enough that while I was cocky at South Carolina, the Gamecock, Coach Frazier saw me performing the College World Series. They had invited me to come out. So I came here for a couple of years, and because, you know, baseball at the first couple of years, I only did baseball and I wasn't doing the Ibis. So I had time the rest of the year. So I was looking for jobs, and somebody said, "Well, Hialeah Racetrack is one of our sponsors. They need a guy," and they paid me $350 to go walk around in a pink flamingo costume for a day.
Crowder would do it.
By the way,
the Marlins game ended on a Dane Meyers catch in center field. That's one of the best catches you will ever see in baseball. I think he may have lost some teeth running into the outfield wall. Marlins win 5-0, but literally won on a Dane Meyers catch that is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So look it up. I don't want to waste all our time with John Ruth. Explain to everybody quickly how you have season tickets to the Masters, because this is fascinating.
Well, I really need to correct you. They're series badges, they like to call them. You know, just like you're not a fan, you're a patron.
That's right.
You know, so you have a series badge, because the one badge goes for all 4 days. But my father, Bill Ruth, was a radio guy back in the South Carolina in the 50s. And so he would get paid by radio stations to go to the course. And, you know, because there was no ESPN, there was no, internet. And so people didn't know what the scores were at the tournament until the following morning when it came out in the newspaper. So he figured out, I can go to Augusta, use the payphone, call a radio station in Rock Hill, South Carolina, or Columbia, or Charleston. And so they would pay him $5, $10 over the years. You know, it wasn't much. But so he would call each day and he'd say, "Hi, this is Bill Ruth, live from Augusta." Well, in the late 50s, early 60s, the story goes that CBS found out that he was calling and saying live from Augusta. And CBS had the live rights to the tournament. So they threatened a $1 million lawsuit, which was a huge amount at the time. So my father figured out, okay, well, instead of me saying that and instead of me actually being live, the radio stations could record it. And then that way they could play it back and he would just say, "Hi, this is Bill Ruth from Augusta." And so he made the money that way. I mean, so he started going, as I said, going in the 50s, and friends started coming with him. And they, you know, back then you could buy a ticket at the gate.
Walk right up, get a ticket to the Masters.
Yeah. I mean, it was not the kind, you know, until TV hit in the early 60s and the late 50s, early 60s, and it really got popular, you know, nationally and then worldwide. But he started buying, and he would buy six tickets. And he went, as a matter of fact, he went every day, all 4 days from 1957 to 1991, 34 years, all 4 days. And the only reason he missed one of the days in 1992, it would have been, was because his uncle passed away. He had to go to the funeral, but he then continued until he was probably in his 70s, going, you know, at least 2 days a week. But so we had six tickets originally in the 70s when things started becoming very popular with the tournament. They cut him back to four, but a couple of his friends got tickets. So he kind of felt like, okay, you know, these are still in the group, you know, in the family. And so so we had those tickets, badges.
Badges.
I'm saying the same thing. But so we had those badges in the family for all these years. And until he passed away in 2015, well, they were passed down to my mother's name. But then my brother, they actually created a legacy program about 7 or 8 years ago. So before my mother passed, my brother was placed on that legacy list. So we have two tickets now. And so in the old days, you know, we had four. And so, you know, four people would go all day long on a Thursday or all day long on a Saturday. Now we split them up where we because you can leave the course once each day and come back in. So
oh, so you can use a badge twice with different people.
So we do half days now.
Wow. Is there anything like being at the Masters? You've been to every sporting event. Is there anything like being at the Masters?
No, I mean, it's got its own charm, its own beauty. I like to say it's kind of like Disney World for golfers. You know, you walk in and everything is just immaculate. There's everything is green and the trees look perfect and it smells nice. And, you know, people are so nice. Oh, welcome to Augusta National. You know, it's just and everybody's got a smile on their face and a good mood. You don't have cell phones, so you don't hear people, you know, yelling at Martha to get off the phone, you know.
Do they take your cell phone or you just have to keep it in your pocket?
No, you're not allowed to take it inside. So they, you know, obviously they have heavy security. They'll wand you and well, you can't even go through the metal detectors and you have to check it. So they do have check stands and you see people will walk up and get, oh, I got my phone. So they'll go over to the check stand and have to leave it there and then get it at the end of the day.
And John, but all those years you've been going, I know you've been going, like the lore is still there. Every single time you come up on April, that lore is still there.
It really is. I mean, it's just a special place. I mean, it's so beautiful. And as I say, it's just, you know, particularly this time of the year, there's always a nice breeze and the sun's out. And, you know, I mean, there have been a few times where I've been there where it's been raining and cold and it's still fun, you know, because it's still being at the Masters or being at Augusta National. And, you know, it's kind of like going to a family reunion. Maybe you don't appreciate all of your family, but you always like going to them, you know. So, yeah, it's just a special place. I mean, it's just great to be there.
Would you trade your lifetime badges for lifetime passes to any other sporting event or any other event? I understand this has significant emotional meaning for you because of the lineage of it. But in other words, like for me, lifetime World Cup tickets would be the absolute mountaintop as a sports fan. I wonder if you would trade those for anything.
Oh, that's tough. Probably not. I mean, you know, I love other sports, and I've been to, as you say, I've been to, you know, I've never been to a World Cup. Well, I take it back. I was World Cup mascot in 1994.
Of course you were.
Well, it wasn't officially.
I forgot the one World Cup. I was the mascot.
Well, that picture.
So many mascots. Oh, that World Cup. I was a mascot.
Yeah, me in the picture with the gold thing. You know, I kind of forgot about that. But yeah, no, I don't think I would, because it's just, you know how it is. What was it that Doc Graham in Field of Dreams says? You know, once a place becomes so special, the wind doesn't blow as cold. And, you know, and that's kind of the way, you know, I look at Augusta National and the Masters, that it's such a great part of my life. And, you know, it would have to be a lot of money for me to say, you know, I'm not.
I'll give you $1,300 right now. What's the best food concession? Are the pimento cheese sandwiches, like, do you look forward to that? Like, what's the prices obviously make it appealing.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I love the egg salads. I usually have three or four a day, one or two pimento cheese. they actually have a very good barbecue sandwich. But a quick story, I had a buddy one year that, you know, I was able to get all four badges and go. And so I took a few friends. So my friend Mike here lives in town, says, well, I got breakfast. And he pulls out like $60. And the girl goes, hi, thank you for buying this. That'll be $18.50. And Mike goes, no, I've got all four of them. And she goes, yes, sir, $18.50. He looked shocked. He goes, hey, I got lunch too.
It's amazing, right? It's a buck and a half. The egg salad sandwich and the pimento cheese sandwich, $1.50.
Yeah, all the sandwiches are still $1.50. Sodas are only $2. The one thing that have gone up, which has always cost me a lot of money, is the beer. They've gone up $6 now, but both domestic and imported. But I mean, it's still it's still a bargain, because it's always cold, and it tastes a little better when you're drinking out of those little plastic.
Crowder makes fun of me because I don't know. Was it you that brought me the pimento cheese sandwich wrapper?
Yeah.
Yeah, Crowder makes fun of me. So the Masters comes around and
it's garbage.
I will make...
You brought him a piece of garbage, John.
No, he brought me memorabilia.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't call it a ticket, it's badge. You don't call it garbage. It's a piece of memorabilia. Crowder makes fun of me. So Masters Saturday or Sunday this week, I'll make a pimento and cheese. They sell pimento cheese at Publix. I'll go get some white bread. I'll make a pimento cheese sandwich, and then I put it in the wrapper that you brought me from Augusta, and I feel like I'm there.
You still got that nasty piece of trash?
I still have it. I can go downstairs and get it right now. I have it where we keep our other bags.
We moved, and he brought it.
We brought that three times. Where we keep our Glad bags, I keep my master's sandwich bag.
You gotta love it.
John, you have a problem with me doing that? I think it's a nice little treat.
I'm happy I could make your weekend.
Well, you did. You do. Every master's. I appreciate it. John Ruth, he's with the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum. He is the man. What's it? When's the banquet? We're running out of time here. When's the banquet?
Our banquet is next Thursday at the Watsco Center. We've got eight inductees, including Jerome McDougal and Mark Cooper from football. Darius Rice, basketball star, and diver, best soccer goalie we've ever had. Kevin Howard from baseball, and Krista Simpkins, a couple of national champions there. So, folks can go to umsportshalloffame.com. It's our 55th UM Sports Hall of Fame induction banquet next Thursday night at the Watsco Center.
umsportshalloffame.com. Is that the website?
Yes.
There you go. umsportshalloffame.com. Enjoy the Masters. Do you have any rooting interests?
I just want to see a great tournament on Sunday. And as always, thank you, friends.
Thank you, friend. We love John Ruth. All right, there you go. John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum and Masters season badge owner. I forgot what the term was already. Badge. I know it's not season ticket, but badge owner. That's pretty badass. All right, we got to take a break. We're running a little bit late, but the 4 o'clock hour here is coming up in a moment. We'll get headlines.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
From the Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, the Hurricane Sports Network presents the Masters.
Hawk and Crowder.